6:30. And Stacy, if you would lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. We'll have a roll call of the members of the board.
Teresa Crowell. Do you want to start? Stacy Lindberg.
Rachel Levy.
Evan Wishengrad.
Teresa Crowell Owens.
Sharon Stover. And if the county staff would introduce themselves.
Bob Klein, Department of Comprehensive Planning.
Welcome.
Sue Baker with Commissioner Larry Brown's office.
All right. There is a period of public comment at this point in time. The period is devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item, but you'll be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board or council about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until comments by the general public period listed at the end of the agenda. Comments are limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium and clearly state your name and address and spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board or council wishes to extend the time of your presentation, this will be done by the chair or the board by majority vote. Is there anyone that has anything they want to say right at this time? All right, then we will need to move on to the approval of the April 25th, 2017 minutes.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes on April 25th, 2010.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All right, the minutes are approved as written. Next, we need a motion for the approval of tonight's agenda, May 9th.
I'll make a motion to approve the agenda for tonight, May 9th, 2017.
I would just suggest that perhaps we combine the two items.
Well, we are going to change the order of them, but we can do that here without making a motion on it. So,
what do you mean? We need to have number two motion first before we get to tentative app motion.
Well, can't we just combine them?
Yeah.
So, if it's all right with you, we'll just proceed.
What?
With combining them?
Oh, with combining them.
Well, we're going to take number two first, and then we're going to take number one.
Well, you guys work out. You guys work out what the motion is, and then.
Okay, we'll make the motion to do part two and then part one.
Okay, but we can do that without making a motion.
Oh, okay.
We can take them out of order. If you look under the notes on the top, it says we can take them out of order as we take them without having a motion. Am I correct? Yes, it's right here. All right, so do we have an approval for the agenda?
Aye.
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 Aye. All right. All right, are there any updates from Commissioner Brown's office?
We only have two updates, and one of them is actually under general business, talking about the World Preservation sign. And the only other thing I have is Commissioner Brown and I did meet with Parsons. That's the company that we originally wanted to get that project for the complete streets, and so they're on board. They'll definitely have a public presentation to the town board and then that visual preference survey, and they're ready to roll. And in fact, tomorrow afternoon we're going to be up at the high school observing traffic, and Thursday morning observing different traffic patterns to the school, because we wanted to expand it so that's an important function in this community with regard to walking, bicycling, and driving at the high school. So,
at which school is that?
At the Centennial.
Centennial. Thank you.
Are they only looking in the vicinity of Centennial, or
because
they travel down Grand Canyon and?
Because it's the high school, we're just taking a look at the traffic patterns and that kind of stuff as one component of it. But they're basically looking at all of the arterial, minor, and collector streets. They're looking at everything in the RNP.
Where they travel to get to the high school.
Mm-hmm. Is that why there was a counter on the Cross Ann? Isn't there a traffic counter?
That's totally separate.
Oh,
that's
okay.
Not them. That might be just our public works. Totally separate from that, the county's going forward with the Ann Road improvement. So that might be part of what they're doing there. I don't know specifically.
Okay.
I just want to let you know that we did stumble, hiccup, fire, but we got the new group back on board, and they have some great ideas, and so we're starting that, and they should be complete, I think it's in December, the end of the year, beginning.
Who did you say?
What's the name of it?
They are Parsons.
Parsons.
It used to be Parsons Brinkroff?
Yeah, no, it's two separate engineering firms. Oh. This is Parsons. So, the good news is they're all back on board, they're ready to go, and they're looking at industry practices, and they'll be out to the town board, and then they'll get back to our visual preference survey so people can vote them when they turn their office. So, I just want to let you know that that's going to be happening. And that's really the only update I have today.
Okay, great. All right, then we'll move into our planning and zoning items, taking WS0259-17 first, DP20130803, La Mancha LLC, waivers of development standards for the following: reduced lot area and reduced front setbacks, design review for a proposed single family residential development on 5.0 acres in the RE Rural Estates Residential RMP1 zone, generally located on the west side of Park Street and the north side of La Mancha Avenue within Lone Mountain.
I need to quickly state, if I could, but I have to abstain.
From both of these?
Yeah. They're the same development.
Right.
Because I live right across the street.
Okay, so she's going to abstain from the
both.
Voting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the discussion? Yes.
But do I have to abstain from the discussion
yes.
as well? Yeah, mm-hmm.
Okay.
You,
all right.
Unless I'm just trying.
I believe you can
take a seat.
Take a seat.
I can be out there
and
yeah.
and make a public comment.
Maybe I'll do that. Is that all right? Yeah.
Yeah. That's good. All right. Who's going to present this?
Is this working?
Yes, sir.
Brad Burns, D.R. Horton, 1081 Whitney Ranch Drive, Anderson, Nevada, 89014. Basically, we have a 8-unit subdivision. That's typical for the area where we have 2 lots facing north and south and then 6 lots facing out to park. And simply request site development waiver, primarily because we had a discussion about a month and a half ago with this board and some residents about setbacks and how our neighborhoods look uniform along a street. So we offered up doing varying setbacks up to 25 feet. So in particular, the plan was submitted to the city. But I'm sorry, I don't have it. I assume you guys have too. So we're kind of in I don't know if that, how much that matters.
That matters a lot.
It matters a lot?
Yes, it does.
All right. Well, so should we continue this again, Sue? Because I thought you guys would have the plan, and I didn't bring it with me. I mean, it seems to me a pretty simple request. If people don't understand it, then I can't.
You don't have the layout?
Excuse me?
You don't have anything?
No, I assume that these folks have this in front of them.
And who would bring it?
Pardon me?
Who would bring it?
The residents we had met before.
No, actually, you did not give proper notice for that meeting.
Oh, okay. You
are. All right, so.
Wait a minute. Let me see where I can.
Usually there's a listing that you're. Sir, there's a listing that you're given of things that you should bring to this meeting.
Okay, I apologize. We can just come back in 2 weeks.
Well, sort of is, only because for the neighbors, they came last time and got told to go home because nobody was here.
Right. neighborhood meeting a prompt.
And the
we have several people here.
You're absolutely right, but here was the problem with the neighborhood meeting. Nobody went to the county and got the labels to send out the notification. So Teresa actually handed out some flyers, and that was the only way the neighborhood meeting
so
got
noticed. So we're going to have to come back again.
But what I'm saying is, this will be the, I believe, a third time for the neighbors that have come to the town board meeting for the presentation, because they came a month ago when nobody showed.
Two weeks ago?
And they came tonight, and then you're asking them to come a third time.
So what would you like us to do?
I would like to see if I can bring up your layout on my computer